Senate will be in order. Pursuant to Article 3, Section 2 of Iowa's Constitution and by proclamation of Governor Kim Reynolds, the Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by myself.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your providence in delivering us all here safely for another extraordinary session. Bless our work today and every day on behalf of our constituents. In this job, we are called to serve others, and indeed your word is full of admonitions to humble ourselves and serve the interests of others. Yet ultimately, our service is not for ourselves or others, but for your glory. Your word calls us to serve the Lord with gladness and tells us that whoever serves, serve as one who serves by the strength God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Let us never forget that the whole of human history is built from the love of God towards an undeserving humanity, and that ultimately, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us always remember that it is because of you and for your kingdom and glory that we gather and serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the selection of seats, determination of mileage of senators, and all other organizational or administrative matters not specifically provided for in Joint Rule 3 be the same for this extraordinary session as for the 2021 regular session of the 89th General Assembly.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford moves that the selection of seats, determination of mileage of senators, and all other organizational or administrative matters not specifically provided for in Joint Rule 3 be the same for this extraordinary session as for the 2021 regular session of the 89th General Assembly. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Secretary of the Senate be directed to send a written message to the Governor and to the House of Representatives informing them that the Senate is organized, ready to transact business, and receive any messages that they may transmit.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford moves that the Secretary of the Senate be directed to send a written message to the Governor and to the House of Representatives informing them that the Senate is organized, ready to transact business, and receive any messages they may transmit. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I request unanimous consent for the State Government Committee to meet at 11 a.m.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford asks unanimous consent for the Senate Government Committee to meet at 11 a.m. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the Senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Yesterday, we laid a state trooper to rest. Senator Mike Klimisch, Representative Eric Jurdy, and I, and a handful of other legislators joined the governor and law enforcement all over the state in the Waikon High School Gymnasium to remember the commitment and dedication of Trooper Ted Benda of rural Decorah. The memorial was moving. Commissioner Stephen Baines delivered a eulogy that honored Trooper Benda and weaved stories about Benda's commitment to his family, his four daughters, including a one-month-old. He told how Benda's spouse, Holly, was strong and how the community had wrapped its arms around the trooper's loved ones to grieve. But Commissioner Baines also told of a personal story, one of which he was the son of a law enforcement officer who always wondered why his father was so dedicated. He said he was sorting through some old newspaper clippings after his father died, a newspaper article about how his father had rushed into a burning building to save a small boy. When asked why he did it, he said two words, "My son." Many of our public safety officers put self above service. They have family of their own and understand the thin line between life and death and choose to look danger in the face when they leave their own homes each day. Trooper Benda will live on. Holly chose to donate his organs to people in need across the country, people who will never meet the trooper. This selfless action will make his life purposeful long after death. Please join me in a moment of silence as we think about Trooper Benda, his daughters, his family, and the state troopers of District 10. Thank you. If any of you would like to see the memorial for Trooper Benda, it's on my desk if you'd like to read it. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Carroll, Senator Williams, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, direct your attention above President Lincoln here, the two folks sitting in the front, the young folks are my parents, mom and dad, and privileged to have them here today. They came up from St. Louis, believe it or not, to help me work on a house. Dad is 82 and runs circles around me and makes me look really bad on a regular basis. He has forgotten more than I'll ever know about construction and other things. One of the great things about my folks, they've been married longer than I've been alive. That's unusual for a lot of people. Dad worked three jobs when I was a kid to keep the family going. And Mom kept food on the table and us out of trouble for most of the time. And well-educated, and I'm privileged to have those two folks as parents. They were great role models for me and my family, my children and my grandchildren as well. And I'm very happy to have them here. So thank you for coming.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Announcement, Mr. President.
You are in order.
I just want to tell everyone, my family here, thank you for all the notes, the texts, the cards, the visits, from losing my mother last week. I could tell you that I'm a mama's boy. I've always been close to my mom. And the service was incredible. It was my mom's wish. I don't really talk about this in a public way, but it was I've lost two brothers tragically. My older brother, who was 2 years older than me, died when our house caught on fire. And my younger brother, a year younger than me, died on a motorcycle or minibike. My older brother was 3 years old, and my younger brother was 9 years old. And it was always really hard for our family growing up with my sister Angie and myself, tried to overcompensate because there was so much sorrow with my mom and dad. I can't imagine losing two kids. But it was my mom's wish to be buried with my brothers. And when I was growing up, my dad really had a hard time recognizing the death of his two boys, and we actually really didn't have any pictures up. We really didn't talk about my brothers, and I think it was really a problem for my mom, and I was always told that my dad never went to their graves. We found out afterwards, as I was preparing for my mother's death, that I called the Glendale Cemetery here in town, and I talked to a person that said, yeah, there's a Richard Zahn that bought this plot next to your brother. You know, it's always my brother's wish, my mother's wish, to be buried next to her brothers. And my sister and I, after the funeral, we exhumed my one brother's remains, my three-year-old brother Dennis, and we had the opportunity to exhume and be there for that witness to that. And I got the opportunity, my sister got the opportunity to carry his remains to the hearse. But what was really special is that my sister and I, after the funeral was over with, got to take my brother's remains and put them on top of my mom so my mom could be with him for over time. But I just cannot tell you how much I appreciate everyone in this room and how you've reached out. And we are a family here. Everybody sees outside of here, we're Democrats, Republicans, but there's a special group that's in here. And it meant the world to me and my family, all that you've done. And I just wanted to recognize that and tell you from the bottom of my heart and from my sister Angie as well, thank you very much. And I love you all.
Senator Zahn, you will continue to be in our prayers and thoughts. I see no further senators seeking the floor. The chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats are caucus in room 116.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I move the Senate reset conclusion of the State Government Committee.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer moves that the Senate recess until the conclusion of the State Government Committee. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will recess until the conclusion of State Government.
Democratic Caucus Room 116, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately. Democratic Caucus Room 116, Republican Caucus Room 22, both starting immediately.